Hrithik Roshan, who will be playing the math maverick Anand Kumar of the world-famous Super 30, was recently visited by the mathematician in Mumbai. Kumar was left raving about the crush actor and wants Hrithik Roshan to visit Patna to meet her students. Anand will be actively involved throughout in the Vikas Bal biopic. Right after the release of Badshaho, Ajay Devgan will be seen playing a popular income tax officer in Rajkumar Gupta's Raid. The film will recreate 1980s state of Uttar Pradesh and the movie is slated for an April 20th release. Megastar Amitabh Bachchan, who is known to be vocal when it comes to social issues, says it's an example for the rest to follow yet again. The actor cleaned up the Versova beach in Mumbai as a part of a cleanliness drive while shooting a special episode of his popular show. While a lot of buzz has been going around Rajkumar Rao's outing as Subhash Chandra Bose in Ekta Kapoor's web series Bose, Dead or Alive, the teaser of the same is finally here. The series will be reviving Bose's revolution in the young minds and the various conspiracies that surround his life. Shaheed filmmaker Hansal Mehta will be on board as the creative director, while filmmaker Pulkit will be directing the series. As audiences anticipate seeing Sanjay Dutt back on screen in Bhoomi, the actor will be singing a song in the movie too. The actor will be reciting shlokas in the movie and has previously sung songs in movies like Munna Bhai, MBBS, Zinda and Khoobsurat. Spider-Man Homecoming star Zendaya teamed up with Just The Way You Are star Bruno Mars as they released their new single Versace on the Flow. In the retro glamorous video, the two are seen intensely staring at each other fully decked in Versace duds. On the 40th death anniversary of rock and roll king Elvis Presley, fans across the globe will be paying their respects to the iconic star. An estimate of 30,000 people is expected to attend a candlelight vigil at Graceland, the place where Elvis was buried. After Miley Cyrus failed to show up at the Teen Choice Awards at the last moment without any warning, she instead chose to announce her new single Forever Young on social media, infuriating her fans. Disappointed from the start, the fans took on social media to express their anger. Justin Bieber and Luis Fonsi's Despacito, which is YouTube's highest, most viewed clips of all times, surprisingly didn't win any nominations at the MTV Music Awards. The song currently enjoys its 14th week at number 1 spot on the Billboard Hot Chart. Billboard member Jason Lipschitz, meanwhile, spoke on the popularity of the song.
What Despacito and Mi Gente are both demonstrating is that there is a huge audience of pop fans that don't necessarily speak English, and a huge audience of pop fans that are totally embracing a huge hit that's not in English.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.